My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I did mean it. Kiss my ass. It's a great stadium. If they decide to build the stadium, it's a great looking stadium. It's not actually built yet, so I can't say it's a great stadium. It's a great looking stadium, fine. And I think that that's part of the future. And again, he stood down when I said he's a Patriots fan. I go, what are you going to do when Jonathan Kraft, when Jonathan Kraft builds a indoor facility, which he will someday down the line, where Gillette Stadium is? I guarantee he'll do it. I bet by the time Izzy graduates college, there will be over 20 teams that play indoors. Probably two-thirds, 22 teams, 21 teams, whatever it is.
I think, whether you want to call it, hey, we're all getting soft, I think we openly admit.
It's not about getting soft.
But fine. Yeah, we like to sit in the comforts of, in December, in January, it'd be nice to sit inside and enjoy football and not have to worry about what a mess it is to get there, how uncomfortable it is for the 3 hours. Why would you subject yourself to that if you didn't have to? Nobody would.
Saying fans are soft is ridiculous. There are there's Demos who just seems to love it. I mean, he is from 6 o'clock to midnight on sitting out in cold weather at these games. At least he claims to be, and half of that I don't even believe. But there's like one guy.
He has that coat.
Who does that. Yeah, he has that great big fur coat. It looks like Joe Namath sitting out there in the 400s. So you got one guy out there. Everybody else, how many people are saying this stuff? And it's like, how many games? You might have went to the New Orleans games to tell the story. You might have done it just to tell the story to do it. But did you go there to really root them on? I'm not sure how many did. Second of all,
How many people left early?
Zach sounds like there? He sounds like every guy that comes in to play for the Browns that gets the form of, here you go, make sure you mention the dog pound, make sure you mention, the greatest fans in the NFL.
We have to act like
sticking by them.
Yeah. And we have to act like we're a bunch of abominable snowmen.
He wouldn't even know what the dog pound is. He's too young. He wouldn't understand what it was in the late 80s.
And yeah. I think the majority of Cleveland now is ready for the dome to happen. And the people that are still wanting to be heard on not having a dome, the only place to get those calls in right now are on the national radio shows, the not Cleveland.
The majority of those who say the majority of those who are talking about the dog pound say that isn't even the real dog pound.
Correct.
The real dog pound is over there in the lake right now. That's what the majority of those folks are saying. And when it comes to indoor football, again, I just want people to get their money's worth. If you're going to spend, guys, if we were still spending the equivalent of $20,
correct,
like back in the day, yeah, go sit out in cold weather. If the hot dogs were the equivalent of $1.50, go sit out in the cold weather. If beers were the equivalent of a dollar, then go sit out in the cold weather. If you're going to pay double digits for both of those things and triple digits for the other, yeah, you know what? Might want to take your coat off and stay a while.
It just reminds me
might want to be comfortable
of anybody who is sitting in coach. You know, you're bitching about people in first class, right? You're always bitching, oh, yeah, those people, I don't need first class. Yeah, until you get a chance to go sit in first class, and you're like, ooh, I don't know if I ever want to go back to coach. Like, obviously...
I never wanted to sit first class, and Liz made me do it for our vacation, and I...
How was it, Kenny?
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And
they give you drinks before the plane takes off.
It's different. It's different, though, because I felt I didn't deserve it, so I will have no problem if I ever fly again flying coach.
I just know this, that so many of our fans have had a chance to go to other venues, to go see what it's like, to see how the other half lives. I mean, that first chance I got to go to Indy, of all places, right? Big Ten Championship, and I'm sitting there. People are wearing T-shirts. They're walking indoors the whole way to get there from their car, from their hotel. And I'm like, yeah, makes sense.
In Minnesota, they have that whole system that's above the city or above the roads where you can stay indoors at all times to get the U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
That's cold. They're called the Vikings for crying out loud.
All I do is see people during the winter bitch about how cold it is, bitch about why do we live here, when is it going to warm up, and now you want to go sit outside for a football game for 3 hours? Why? The players don't like it. What players like that? Are players that are from the South? They like it? We really think so?
No.
You know, I mean, go through the list of players we have from the SEC and from Texas. Do they ever openly talk about how much they'd rather play in the cold than the warm?
I would still rather it be cold than be hot if I were a player.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
I understand.
That's kind of the way it would be. Two more things here. Okay, we got Nathan coming up at 9, so I got to get this. What do you need to see out of Jameis? Do you need to see anything out of Jameis tomorrow? Anything?
No, I mean, you know, it'd be nice to see him look comfortable with some of your weapons and some of your how many?
I'm asking because he's a veteran. It's like what can he really prove to me? I think it's important to see him play well because I think we're gonna have to probably break the glass on him at some point, like we have to do with most quarterbacks in the NFL.
I think Kenny, we just want to see. Now I'm sure it's the preseason. I don't think they're totally gonna open the offense up, but I think it's your first glimpse of the new offense. And whether or not, by the way, we're just all assuming it's gonna be new. We've heard from Daryl. We've heard from Mary Kay, Zach Jackson, about the RPOs, more and more RPOs. Okay, let's see what that's going to look like. I know Jameis, that's not necessarily going to be his game compared to Deshaun Watson. But let's see what the offense looks like. Is it going to be dramatically different? We know that the same guy's going to be calling the plays, but what exactly did he bring here from Buffalo? That's what I want to see.
Finally, are you willing to use the D word if we come back from Minnesota and we don't have the lead?
Disaster.
Yes.
Wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good. And I said that in a tease earlier. But if we come back from Minnesota, a four-game series in 3 days, a doubleheader starting today at 2:10, we don't have the lead. I don't want to use the term disaster. I am trying to do the mental gymnastics to not use that term other than, well, I said that it'd be 82-80 at the beginning of the year. Yeah.
It also means we're on a 9-game losing streak.
That too. If we were tied for the division or anything like that, if we lose it by next week, it doesn't even matter the timing. If you lost it by next week, people would still call it a disaster.
Losing the series 3-1, you're still up a game and a half.
Yes.
Splitting the series, you're 3.5.
Yes. If you lost it by next week,
if we're in danger of losing the series by Tuesday or Wednesday, it's a disaster, yes.
I just don't want to have
a 9-game lead in July.
Oh, God. I don't want to have the Dolans conversation. That's all I'm trying to avoid. That's another D word that I'm trying to avoid.
Well, why can't it just be they...
Boy, you guys better get a bat on a ball. And this starting pitching better get going here because I cannot have this conversation.
Why does it have to be that conversation, though?
I mean, because it always devolves into that, and you know it does.
Not with me. I mean, I think that is totally uninteresting. I just do. We can judge this team on the merits of what they are. We know they have enough talent to compete in the American League. They had the best record up to, 3 days ago. They had gone toe-to-toe with Philadelphia and Baltimore. I don't understand why today we would be talking about the Dolans. Like, there's plenty of time to do that in the offseason when they don't do anything in free agency. But to do it now, they've already proven that they can hang with the best teams.
Well, maybe we don't do it on this show, but you know what the city's going to be doing.
Sure. I just don't find that conversation that stimulating. I just don't. I mean, if people want to sit there and say the collapse, if it is a collapse, is because of that. Maybe if you want to say, all right, they didn't do enough at the trade deadline, but I think there's 28 baseball teams that don't think they did enough at the trade deadline. So you're in the same boat as everybody else.
Yeah.
Again, they have plenty of talent to be a playoff team, and they do have, I do believe they have enough talent to go to the World Series.
I would agree with you, but I feel a lot of people wouldn't have an idea to how to rip them unless they rip the Dolans. And I just don't want it to devolve into that conversation.
To be specific, June 25th, they were up 9 games in the division. They had just beaten Baltimore.
Yeah, I can't say it's anything other than a disaster if they were to lose this lead.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.